This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, so this morning we step on in here. We have some inspiration for today's national anthem. If you're joining us for the first time, we start off every single morning show with this song. Now, Slater, you brought up the fact that it is
Obie's birthday.
It is Obie's birthday.
We are going to be celebrating a little bit later. Today, everyone else, alongside celebrating your birthday, it's Bring Your Child to Work Day.
That's right.
So fun.
So we wanted to give some love because I know in today's building, I can't get the word right. We're going to have people like emails went out inviting all of the staff members that have kids to bring their kids. We're going to have a special day today. So, yeah, to all the bosses that allow this.
Yeah, I mean, you think no work gets done after like the Super Bowl. There's really no work if you let the kids actually in the building. How do you get everything accomplished? I'm going to get Olivia after the show because they're doing like a lunch thing. Yeah. But I wanted to make sure that, hey, she could sleep in and we could actually do this.
I'm not going to lie. It was the best as a kid growing up. I'd be like, but do I have to go back to school now? Can I stay home the rest of the day, Mom and Dad, after I'd hang out with them in the mornings?
Yeah, so if you get a chance and you're hearing it for the first time that that's what today is, maybe today's a day that you can sign the kid out for a couple periods or whatever and get them back. And if your boss allows it, then what a great time for your kids to meet the people who you work with every single day. All right, so to you this morning, the national anthem from us.
K92.3.
Do the right thing.
Start curling up the sides of your mouth and smiling with what Chloe is about to share with us.
So think about what fills your cup up, whether that's spending time with family, friends, volunteering, visiting places. In Volusia County, there's a woman who volunteers her time to help seniors stay active, relaxed, and healthy. Her name is Blanca, and every Wednesday at the Wava Hall Senior Center in Orange City, in the activity room, she holds a class for an hour with the seniors where they work on stretching, meditation, balance. And that's Blanca, good. She actually lost her mom to dementia a few years back, and it's just been really, really difficult for her. And Blanca sharing that that's why she volunteers her time for these seniors.
I had to go to support groups because I didn't know what dementia was when I first learned about it. So the support group helped me a lot. It gives me a thrill to see how happy they are when they do the exercise. They say that when you give, you receive more, and I've been blessed.
Hey, man, give it up for Blanca.
Right?
Just, she's a local, man. I love that.
She is. Just an amazing story. And I will say, as a granddaughter, my grandfather, I lost him a couple years ago, and he was in a nursing home. And when we used to go visit him, he was so excited to show my brother, myself, my parents, his activity sheet with like all the various different things that he got to be a part of throughout the day. And so for me, it touches my heart because I know it's such an impact on her, but the impact she's making on these seniors and the day that they get to have because of her. Like, so many of them wake up looking forward to going to her class for an hour.
Yeah.
The old housing complex that I used to live at, they had a pool where someone would go and do water aerobics. And everyone that was, I mean, there were younger people there too in their 20s, everything else, but it was like people that are retired that are just looking to actually have that. So whether it's yoga or meditation or any of these things, without somebody actually going in, they're just hanging out, probably playing checkers or Parcheesi or something on a board, you know? So they actually get to go out and do it. So if you're retired and you actually have skills, it's something that I know probably every retirement community would love to have you in there.
Absolutely. And actually, it's funny you say that because she didn't do it for a career. A lot of people thought like, oh, this is what she was doing before she retired. But she said, no, she was working at a manufacturing industry. And so now to volunteer her time for so many seniors and not only volunteer her time here in Volusia County, but she also volunteers in New York, where she hops on a Zoom call with other seniors and does the workout classes.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
With them as well. So really special. So Blanca, for spending time with our seniors, working with them, she is doing the right thing.
Doing the right thing. Brought to you by
Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors. For more, rbafla.com.
Doing the right thing.
On K92.3.
Tyler Hubbard on K92.3. Cannot wait to see him in May. Y'all, May is right around the corner. I mean, we're talking about next week.
It is.
True. 6 days away.
He's going to be part of that Kane Brown show. We'll have more of your tickets, meet and greets, all that magic here from K92.3. But we did want to get to talking about this, where Slater, you came in, and I immediately like chimed with Slater because both of us saw this come down the pipe where the DOT made some changes to airline passengers and some of the freedoms and some of the benefits that you're awarded if your flight gets canceled or delayed.
Right. So this is what happened. Yesterday, Department of Transportation, they did this conference, everything else. It popped up on my social media immediately. I don't know why. I don't fly a lot, but I do like complaining about flying a lot. So maybe my phone was listening. So there's new passenger rights that include new rules that if the airline... they have delays, and there are some like small prints that will point out some of them so you don't get burned by it. But if they have to delay or cancel flights, then you will get cash. Cash. Not they'll be like, oh, what card do you want? No, they will go, here is cash. We screwed up. Here is money. And it only they don't have to be like long, long flights. So if there's a 3-hour delay on a domestic flight or 6 hours international, you will get money.
I mean, $300, that's good money, right? If someone just were to hand you $300.
I like it.
I do like it, too.
I like it. Okay, now let's talk about the stipulations.
Here we go. There are stipulations.
There are stipulations. So basically what they will do, and if you've ever got a delay, what they say is, oh, we can get you on this other one. Would you like that?
Or we can give you a credit.
They consider that accepting alternate travel.
Even if that means the next day. So if they were to say, I can't get you on tonight's flight, but tomorrow morning we can get you on, they will not give you that money.
No
if
money.
If you choose to take the flight the next morning
like deal,
or later on.
Deal or no deal.
Totally.
Deal or no deal.
Or if you're, and you can also, you don't have to just purchase this. So like, you know, I go Spirit. Everybody likes make fun of me, but like whatever. I get great deals on like the Hopper app. So any of those like Travelocity, Expedia, you can buy the tickets from there as well and still be able to get this. You just cannot accept whatever deal that they give you.
Yeah, so I think, I mean, I love it. You know, there are some people who you get so fed up because either A, you have to get there. You have to get to wherever this is that you're going. Mm-hmm. Or you just get fed up with the airport system that, you know what, I'll take the money. That's it. I'll book with either another brand or I'll just rebook the trip for another time.
Yeah.
And the Department of Transportation is also now requiring airlines to give cash refunds on luggage. So if your bag ends up getting lost or not delivered within 12 hours.
I like that.
That's great, too, that they will give you money. I will make a comment, though, because I was flying up to New York and we had some bad weather here in Orlando and my flight was delayed literally six hours. I sat in the airport. It was fine. I ended up getting some work done. But I was wondering, too, I mean, it was the whole board. The whole board was red. It was either canceled or delayed. Would they reimburse you your $300 if it's, I mean, it's out of their control, right? The airlines can't do anything about the weather. They can't fly. I mean, that was across the board.
Yeah.
So I'm sure there will be some more fine lines and some prints.
Yeah.
One, I would say, even though you're hearing this from us now, like this was just passed yesterday. And again, it's called passenger rights. Man, I know there's somebody right now who's like, yes, my rights. I deserve my rights. Well, now you've got passenger rights. So. Yeah.
I mean, and I'm that guy. I'm that guy you're talking about.
There's no doubt. What? I thought of you immediately when I saw this.
What do they call a male Karen? A Kevin?
I can be a Kevin.
There you go.
Kevin.
Okay, but up next, which country star has disappeared off social media because of what people are saying about them on the internet? Is it A, Jelly Roll, B, Lainey Wilson, C, Morgan Wallen? Revealing who it is, the All Access in 6 minutes.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's All Access.
We'll talk about which country star has disappeared off social media, but first, we love bringing you experiences, whether it's All-Star Jam, Jingle Jam, Springs and Strings, you win tickets to a show, meet and greet passes, and we have a big announcement that's happening this morning at 8:25. Good. I'm so proud of both of you. You both said nothing.
Who's going to be here for the announcement?
I think we all are. Is there a special guest coming in?
No.
Is that what you meant?
I mean, we're kind of forced to be here.
No, I was waiting for either Obi or Slater to give you some sort of clue, but I'm proud of you both for not saying anything yet.
Thank you.
We did mouth it to each other, though, and we winked.
Okay. 8:25 this morning. You do not want to miss it. And if you don't have the K92.3 app downloaded, wink, wink. you may want to download it right now. And our buddy Colt Ford a few weeks ago suffered a heart attack after a show in Arizona, and he said he wrapped up a show, texted his fiance, and literally fell over onto the floor, and we've been waiting to hear updates on how he's doing. Colt is still in the hospital, but he did say, quote, "I died two times. I had so much trauma in my body and my heart. I had to have three stents put in. They brought me back. They saved my life, and the Lord had more for me to do. I have more music to make and hopefully some more differences to make in people's lives." And so we're happy to hear that, you know, it's obviously a very long road for Colt ahead, but we're happy to hear that he is doing well.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying, like, I'm looking at the guy. He's no spring chicken. He's 54. Yeah. Now's the wake-up call. If he wants to live to 64, the next 10 years has to look different than the last 10.
Well, and that's the same vein that I was going to go into, was the fact that look for him to make massive changes. I would even see for his weight to drop. I would see for a lot of things, especially with Toby Keith. What just happened with Toby Keith, I think a lot of people in country now are like, maybe I need to get my act together.
Well, and his buddy, actually, Brantley Gilbert, was there when Colt had the heart attack, and he made sure that he was rushed to the hospital. They were at one hospital, and because it was so severe, they ended up having to take him to another hospital, and Colt said all he remembers was waking up in the hospital bed, and his fiance and his son were there. So we are praying and continue to send all of our love to Colt Ford. And then lastly, we love Jelly Roll and his wife, Bunny, and she has a very, very successful podcast and recently shared something that really hurt my heart. Jelly Roll has actually left social media because of bullying over his weight.
He is so tired of being bullied about his weight, and like, that makes me want to cry because he is the sweetest angel baby. My husband doesn't show it to you guys, but I'm gonna have a very vulnerable moment here. It hurts him. The internet can say whatever they want about you, and they say, well, you're a celebrity, you're supposed to be able to handle it.
You know, don't we do that? And listen, I know I'm speaking for me, but let's all put ourselves in that judgment seat really quick. When I see a Tom Cruise or I see a Tom Hanks or I see anybody like that, I'm like, they can handle it. These guys, they're so tough. They get, you know, a Kim Kardashian. How much hate does Kim Kardashian get?
But they're human. Like Bunny said, just like us. And we have feelings. And I mean, it's hard. Like, it's harsh on social media. The comments that I've seen before, I'm like, what is wrong with people?
And it's way different than just, because the three of us in here, there's people that we, celebrity-wise, that we don't approve of something that they did. But seriously, between us three and you listening, do you actually post it? I've never posted the things that I think. I might say it to friends, but I don't actually do that, because that honestly lives forever. And we see you. Like, if these artists come through, right? The next big show that we have, they do go, oh, what's going on in that town? And if something pulls up, that makes Orlando just look like trash.
Well, and so, yeah, there are times where we see the negative comments and we're like, you know what, should we comment to that person just so this way we can let them
know that we see it?
And we say, no, don't comment back.
Nope.
And I'm sure that's what their people say to them too.
Yes, just take the high road, and you never ever know what someone is going through. But I will say, a positive note to all this, it's just been amazing seeing all the comments and all the fans just rallying around supporting Jelly Roll. So we love you, Jelly Roll. You can see all these stories up online, K923Orlando.com. Up next, we've got $1,000 Minute, 10 trivia questions. You know the drill, 60 seconds up on that clock. If you want to play, you can sign up right now on the K92.3 app. We'll give you a call next.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater's $1,000 Minute.
K92.3.
All right, so we've got Billy of Port Orange. She signed up to do the $1,000 Minute. And as we're talking to Billy, a couple sexy things. You're driving around a new Can-Am. Aren't those like the motorcycles, right?
Yeah, two wheels in the front.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Just beach cruising. So y'all got for Billy.
Hey, that $1,000, Billy, you could put it towards a motorcycle.
Yeah, accessories.
That's right. We all need accessories.
You know the scheme here. We've got 60 seconds up on the clock, 10 questions that Chloe has uniquely picked out, and hopefully you'll be $1,000 richer at the end of this.
All right, Billy. So what's going to happen is you could say pass if you want to any of these questions, and we'll come back to them at the end, so it gives you a little bit more time. But whatever you lock in first is the answer I will have to take.
Okay.
What subject are you best at?
Math.
Okay.
Oh, there we go.
That never happens.
And there is one math question on here.
Right.
Okay.
Clock is ready.
All right. Here we go, Billy, with the first question. This country duo is playing the Hard Rock Live on Friday night. What is the bottom number of a fraction called?
Yeah, I'm good at math. No clue.
How many pints are in a gallon?
4.
What is the longest bone in the human body?
Fibula.
What kind of tree do acorns grow on?
Oh, ash tree.
What is a dog's most highly developed sense?
Smell.
Who lives in Neverland?
Neverland. Dorothy.
What is the name of Han Solo's ship in Star Wars?
Oh, that's your time.
Oh.
So close.
That's your time. All right. Hey, not bad.
Hey, let's start at the top. Brothers Osborne are going to be here Friday night at Hard Rock Live. That math question was tough. Denominator is what the bottom part of the fraction is.
Okay.
There are 8 pints in a gallon. The femur is the longest bone in the human body. Okay, acorns fall from a oak tree.
Whoa.
And Peter Pan lives in Neverland.
I was going to say Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
Well, he actually lives in the ground.
Yeah, he's in the hot place.
Oh, Lord. All right, well, congratulations. You still got those tickets to Country Thunder.
Yeah, 3-day passes.
Yay!
We'll see you out there. Billy John Party, Bailey Zimmerman, so many more of our country superstars, and we've got a big headliner we're announcing soon on Sunday.
That's positive. Great. Appreciate
all right, hey, keep it within the speed limit, all right, Billy? We're going to be looking for you cruising the beaches.
That works.
$1,000 Minute.
Let's see how you do. Join up on the K92.3 app to play.
K92.3. Time to hit the panic button with Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Vicky's over in Kissimmee, and Vicky, you were telling us that you're getting married, so why are you panicking?
Hey, I'm panicking because when I was figuring out, like, all my vendors, planning what I wanted to do, my mom was like, oh, you have to use the wedding planner that's in the family, my cousin. And she's awful. It's been months, and she barely does anything. She doesn't have any connect. She doesn't know anyone in, like, catering or flowers, whatever. And, like, I need to get this done. I need to fire her, but I don't know how to do that without, like...
I thought this is what your cousin did for a living. Like, typically, they have some connections.
Right.
Typically they do. That's what I thought. Like, I don't know how she could still call herself this, but I think she just doesn't do anything and just wants to tell people she has a job when they ask. Like, I'm not convinced she's fully planned a wedding before. It has been so bad.
So what do you want to do?
Oh, gosh, I want to fire her, but I want to not upset my mom.
Good luck with that.
I mean, that's definitely going to upset mama.
Is this somebody that your mom really likes? Like a favorite? Yeah. What would it be, a niece?
Yeah, it's my mom's brother's daughter, and she's so spoiled. I really was hoping she grew out of it.
Why don't you address it to her like you want her to be a part of the day and involved and with family and not have to worry about
hey,
work?
Yeah, that's a way to handle
that's
it.
That's a different route.
Well, that's an idea. I could try that.
Vicky, when's the wedding? Is there even enough time if you were going to try to pivot?
It's 2 months. It's not a great pivot, but I think it's doable with, like, the right person.
Oh, yeah, you got a quick turnaround, girl. Have you guys even done the cake tasting or picked out flower arrangements?
No.
Did you say no?
I said no. This is not panicking.
Oh, like, my God, Vicky. Googling, I'm sorry you're getting emotional.
The thing she should be doing.
You know I'm sorry you're getting emotional.
It is. It's such a hard spot.
It's your big day. I mean, if you're going to try to actually pull the trigger on it, the thing I would do first is find a wedding planner and even see if it's possible because you might be stuck at this point.
Right, right.
So don't have a conversation that is going to cause so much of a mess with your family if it's actually not possible. Well. And if the groom, I don't know if he's into any of it, if he knows it, not that guys have an opinion, right? As I was saying, I'm like, I'm an idiot.
No, it's their day too.
Yeah, but you might not have time.
All right, Vicky, we're going to try to get you some calls with some wisdom, all right? We're going to help you out here.
Okay, thank you.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
So we got Jerry over in St. Cloud. Jerry, you just heard our bride. What do you think?
My flowers aren't arriving on time. Calm down. Everything gets settled. She's a professional wedding planner.
Jerry, oh my God, hold on.
It's going to be fine.
It's going to be fine.
He's being a bridezilla right
Jerry,
now.
Like, hold on. We're going to put you on hold. I cannot wait to hear what you have to say.
He just calls her a bridezilla.
K92.3. The Panic Button.
Join the conversation
with Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
We've got a wedding coming up where our girl, Vicky, she's getting married. She has to use the family wedding planner because it's her cousin, but she sucks. So Vicky wants to fire her. Now, what were you saying, Jerry?
She's a bridezilla right now.
Yeah, but hold on. I mean, they've got 2 months before the wedding, and nothing's been accomplished. I'd be freaking out, too.
No, you hire a wedding planner to take the stress out of things. So this person is doing everything. She doesn't know what's going on right now. And maybe she could communicate slightly better. But come on, this lady is doing everything for her. And everything's going to be fine when the wedding date comes.
Well, you say that, but it very well could go wrong.
Oh, my God. I just imagine her trying to pull strings.
And you don't want to ruin relationships, friendships. I mean, all of it.
Can I give some of the best advice I think I've ever given? I don't know if you've seen the movie. It came out a little bit ago. It's called The Wedding Planner with Jennifer Lopez. Maybe she sits down with her cousin, she watches it, and then she goes, do you think you do anything that Jennifer Lopez does? Because she's a great wedding planner. And you do the compare and contrast. Next thing you know, she's J-Lo.
That's a terrible idea.
Right, yeah, I wouldn't take advice from J-Lo. I don't know. That sounds sketchy, but... listen, she's just blowing this out of proportion. Like, all she needs to do is have a conversation and discuss with what her cousin has done. Like,
wow.
She doesn't even know. These women, man, they just flip out about everything.
Wow. All right, Jerry. Hey, I bet you're stirring the pot. Thank you so much for chiming in this morning, man.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Morgan Wallen, Eric Church. Man, it's a good time to head up on to Nashville. If you get a chance this summer while the kids are off, you got all these different honky-tonks, man. Eric Church has one. Morgan Wallen has one. That's 6 floors. Just craziness. All right. It's Obi, Chloe, Slater. Right now, we're trying to help our young lady out. Okay. Vicky is getting married here in 2 months. The family has suggested that she go with the family's, it's her cousin, essentially, that is a wedding planner. However, has missed out on all the big things. By this time, they should have had the cake tasting, in my opinion. By this point, they should already kind of be circling around the menu of everything that they're going to be giving their guests, and they haven't gone there yet.
Well, and if you've planned a wedding before, I know I've been a part of a handful of weddings now. It's so important to have those dates in your calendar and be able to check those things off because there are so many things that go into planning a wedding. And so when you have a wedding planner, I mean, you really have to lean on that person. And she does not feel that she can lean on her cousin. She feels like she's dropping the ball.
Yeah, everything that isn't done, that's like the first stuff you do. You pick the venue and then you pick everything else that goes into it. So right now, 2 months out, it should be the bachelorette party, which the wedding planner is not doing that, the bachelor, bachelorette party, and then the invitations waiting to come back so they can get everything set. So should she straight up go, you know what, this isn't going to work out, sorry.
Fire family?
Yes.
And have mom that absolutely loves that planner devastated and so sad that this didn't go the way that mom thought it would.
You make it sound worse when you say fire family, Obin. Oof, oof. But I think if she has a mature conversation and comes from a loving place, cousin will understand.
Okay. What about you? Good morning.
Hi, I was just calling. I was listening to Vicky online, and I was wondering if she needed a wedding planner.
Oh, man. This is amazing.
Hey, so first and foremost, we really appreciate this offer. I think right now, though, she's in a pickle where, as a wedding planner, what's your advice this late in the game?
I will admit I'm not actually a wedding planner, but I just got married in February, and I've been planning for over a year to get mine done. But
same thing.
I honestly feel like I could help her a little bit, whether or not it was just planning on the side or anything like that.
All right, we'll take your number, and we really appreciate it. Let me put you on hold, and thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
K92.3, good morning. Who is this? Where are you from?
This is Kathy from Merritt Island.
All right, Kathy, we have people offering their skills to help this woman out. What's your wisdom?
My wisdom is to go ahead and hire a wedding planner to assist her cousin.
Absolutely. Oh. I agree with that because she'll be able to be there, kind of run the show, right?
Uh-oh.
You know, that's what you hope you...
Not really, but she thinks she is.
Yeah.
You know, the one has connections. That's going to be the one to take over the show.
Yes, yes. The real wedding planner will take over the show.
But that's what I'm saying, is like you have the real wedding planner there in hopes that she'll take over and, exactly. and run things, right?
Right, right.
But a lot of weddings, the reason they do not go smoothly is because there's too many cooks in the kitchen, right? There's too many people being like, oh, you got to do this, you got to do this.
Oh, mom's saying something, bride's saying something.
And I'm sure the mom,
wants things.
Since the mom really loves her niece, right, planning this wedding planner, yeah. I'm sure the mom is also adding into it, not to mention the soon-to-be in-laws.
Correct.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
She can tell the cousin that it's her assistant to help her, and if the professional will probably just go along with that, but take over.
Well, we really appreciate you. Thank you so much for chiming in this
morning.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Man, that is so cool. So we have one person who is offering their help.
So sweet.
And then we have another individual with that kind of advice. And yeah, to me, I would say that this is something that you're just going to have to sit down with the cousin and say, I love you, but we should have already had this done, this done, this done. I'm moving on.
Well, and I think that's why it's important to have a wedding planner or at least a day of coordinator, someone who is specifically out there running the show.
This is the most sensible advice I've ever given, ever. Why not just say, I want you to just be in the wedding. I don't want you to plan it. I want you to actually be there enjoying it. When in reality, she knows she's terrible, and that's why she's
her a bridesmaid?
Make her a flower girl.
A flower girl.
You know, make her an usher.
Okay, Slater.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
Steven out over by Conway. Steven, you said you guys went to a pretty ritzy dinner, right? What does that look like?
Pretty much a 5-star course. I thought she enjoyed it. I had a pretty great time with her. She was cute. She was funny. I really don't know what happened. I've tried reaching out to her. I really don't know why women are like that these days. Can't just enjoy a 5-star dinner and not text the guy back.
Yeah, I don't know if all women, are all women like that, Chloe?
I think it just really depends on the person.
Well, I love the idea of like a 5-star dinner where it starts off with an appetizer, you end all the way with a dessert and
How
cordials.
How long were you there for?
We were there for a good hour, you know, just talking.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, man, all we're going to do is we're going to take this number that you gave us for Kelly, and we're going to try to call her, try to find out what happened during this 5-star dinner that maybe she wasn't impressed with.
Steven, I'm going to say one more time, because we know there always ends up being something. You can't think of anything that was off.
I really can't.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, was hoping to speak to Kelly, please.
This is Kelly. Who's calling?
Hey, Kelly. All right, so the number that you're seeing on your phone is from K92.3. We are the morning show. It's Obi here. You've got Slater, Chloe.
Oh, my gosh. I love you guys.
Okay, so I didn't know if you were familiar with the show or not. Something that we do called the Second Date Update.
Okay.
Surprise.
Kelly, you went out on a date with a guy named Steven. We have a $75 gift card that we'd love to give you right now if you go out on another date with him.
Oh, yeah.
He was that super fancy guy that took you to the 5-star restaurant. He was telling us he put a lot of thought into making sure it was the perfect place he thought for you.
He also said they were only there an hour for a 5-course meal, which is worries me that it went by fast.
No, 5 stars is different than 5 courses. 5 stars, 5 stars just means a lot of people liked it.
Kelly, did you enjoy dinner?
At first.
Okay, if you don't mind, can you tell us what the problem is? Because obviously you haven't called him back.
No, I have not called him back. I don't intend to. I think Chloe is right. 1 hour, it was a very rushed dinner, even though it was at a beautiful restaurant. Listen, Steven on paper, excellent. He drove a Maserati. He's a big top real estate agent in his company, probably about to start his own company. Everything good. Handsome guy, nice guy.
Okay.
And when I stepped away from the table, I overheard him on a phone call.
He was talking on the phone.
Yes. He was talking on the phone. I don't know if he called someone or they called him, but it was a business call. And It was awful.
What was awful about it?
He was talking to someone that works for him. He was telling them, listen, I don't care what you have to do. I want these people out of that house. I want to sell the house. Kick them out. And it was a back and forth conversation. Of course, I couldn't hear the other guy, but Stephen was just going, I don't care. You live in a shelter. I don't care where you go. Just get them out because I want to sell that house. I have a buyer for next week, cash buyer. I don't care what happens to the people. I don't care about their kids. He was saying stuff like that.
Okay.
When we sat back down, I ended it. It was an hour because I didn't want to be around him anymore.
Wow. Hold on. Well, I hate to say it like this, but like business is business. I get. And I get that sometimes you got to do what you got to do, right?
I know.
But what was it? The style of which he was saying it?
It was just the content. Apparently, they were kicking a family out of a house for greed.
So it sounds like Steven's a slumlord, right?
Well, I think you're seeing true colors, Kelly. You know, you weren't in front of him. You just happened to walk across. He didn't realize you were behind him, and you listened in on that conversation. I get it. We're like, hey, a job's a job, but it's, I mean, you also got to take care of the people that are around you.
Is there a chance he was just messing around with a buddy on the phone? Like, sometimes I'll be like, oh, look at me, the Slater the Garbage Man, and I'll, like, make funny voices when I'm talking to my buddies?
On a first date at a five-star restaurant? I don't think so.
Wow. Okay, so why don't we do this? Because I don't want to have anybody's feelings hurt, and we want to get the whole story. Steven is on the line. Steven?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Oh, my God. I can't believe he's on the phone.
Well, go ahead. Now that both of you can talk.
Yeah, that's crazy. You think I don't have a heart?
Well, you didn't sound like you had a heart.
It's a little harsh with what she overheard you say about kicking out that family.
No, I mean, it's a business. There's a point where you get taken advantage of a lot because I'm a very nice guy. I've been taken advantage of a lot. There's some things I can't do anymore.
So you feel like you got to kind of throw your weight around when it comes to making sure that stuff gets done right.
Yeah, that's just what I've learned in this business. And I think it's kind of unfair for you to be calling me a slumlord. What the hell is that?
Sorry. Like, it seems like the words that she said that you said on the phone made it seem like that. So I didn't know if you were just playing a role or what. It sounds like you were a little bit to get the job done.
No.
Okay, so all this boils down to second date. Kelly, are you going to want to go on this second date after you got to see some of Steven's true colors?
No. Good luck with everything, but I saw a side of him that I don't want to be with a person that's able to pull that up at a restaurant.
Wow.
Well, you know what? That's what you get for eavesdropping anyways. That wasn't even your conversation to be in.
Second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K-82-3 app.
That's Dasha. Song's called Austin. Man, that's new country right now. Really killing it, man. You go to TikTok, you'll notice that it's one of the most popular trending dances.
I even saw it on Facebook is popping up. So, like, it's not just, you know, people that know the trends and everything else. Like, now there are people doing Facebook videos, everything else, the music video.
This song is blowing up, and she also just performed it at the CMT Awards.
I love it. So, this is K-92-3. And in the background, we've got a lot of things cooking up. Our next event is going to be, y'all ready for this?
Here we go.
Go ahead, Chloe.
Springs and Strings.
Yeah. The kickoff of summer. So May 23rd, which is a Thursday night, we are going to be out where, Chloe?
Wakaiva Island. We love our friends out there with the one and only Dasha.
All right. So you just heard her, and this is going to be us getting an opportunity to really pack that island. If you haven't been a part of the past Springs and Strings, the progression, I love talking about the progression because it started off where I think one person that was like kayaking, because they were just there because it's the Wakaiva River.
Right.
So you can kayak that anytime. There are people on kayaks.
It's beautiful.
On it right now.
Mm-hmm.
But this person just kind of like, I mean, you know, what do you call that? When you paddled. Okay, there you go. I was going to say drove themselves. They paddled themselves into our area and they stayed for the whole concert. Well, the next time we did a Springs and Strings, there were a couple. The following time, there were boats. So it just keeps growing and growing. And this time, you said the 23rd, right?
Yeah.
That's basically us kicking into summer. Yes. That's going to be our big summer kickoff.
Absolutely. And tickets, we have them on sale right now, K923Orlando.com. Bring the family. Make it just a fun night. I guarantee you, you just even say Dasha to the kiddos. They will freak out. They're so excited. And she's amazing. She's incredibly talented. She's one of our up-and-coming artists, rising superstar, and you get to see her first.
Yeah, in a setting that she will never, like, there are only a few artists that we're able to get to perform in such a spot. And it's always a great memory for them. So make this a memory for you by heading over Kenai23Orlando.com. Bring the family and grab your ticket so that way you can hang out with us. It's less than a month away.
Obie Slater, I got the okay from the boss. Should we give away a first pair of tickets right now?
Oh, you mean these aren't stolen?
No, these are not stolen.
Hey, don't come at me, bro.
Only Slater does that. I follow directions and I actually ask.
Hallelujah. Really? So we have something to give away right now?
We do. We can give away a pair of tickets. We got the okay from the boss. And so this is our first pair, Springs and Strings, May 23rd, Wekiva Island. We're so excited to see out there with Dasha, 844-254-9232.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater. Hooking it up again.
K92.3, good morning.
Good morning.
Ah, who is this and where are you from?
This is Fish from Merritt Island.
Hey, yeah, what's up, man. Brother? So what are you doing? You trying to make it out to Wekiva Island for the show?
I am.
Okay, that's a little bit of a drive from Merritt Island. You're caller number 9.
Yeah, woo!
Fish, the tickets are all yours.
Bro, you're going to enjoy the heck out of this, man. Whoever you bring with you, I mean, the
make
background.
Make it a date night?
Yeah, the background setting is an island, dude. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. We love the people who run this. We love throwing Springs and Strings on this island and can't wait to see you there.
Yeah, drinks are going to be flowing.
Sweet.
Yay. Okay, so congratulations. Exciting. And that's our first pair that we're giving away. Now, of course, they just went on sale.
Yes, K923Orlando.com. If you want to purchase your tickets, May 23rd, so we're just a couple weeks away, we'll see you at Wekiva Island with Dasha.
Okay, so on my birthday, which is today, we are risking our jobs again. Can I just go back to when we cooked in the studio the very last time we got away with, what did we get away with? I think we did breakfast again.
We did.
Here.
We made eggs, sausage, pancakes. And
I got the okay.
And that was for my birthday. Right. Yeah. So Slater's in here right now and he's schlepping up some French toast. Woo.
When I tell you he's really in here, last year for Obi's birthday, we did it right outside the studio because we were told, please do not cook into the studio. Mm-hmm. We don't want the smells. God forbid something were to spill somewhere on the equipment. And I recommended, hey, let's open the door and step outside the studio. Do you think Obi and Slater listened to anything that I said?
Well, what
absolutely
I did?
Not. Not nothing. Where are they? Inside the studio
this
year.
What do I have in my hand, Chloe?
An extension cord.
And guess where it's plugged in? Outside the studio. So technically, how it's powered is outside. It's actually all the way outside, so it's not even in the building.
You're still cooking inside.
So let's go to the origins. I love origin stories, right? And so the origin of us being in trouble for cooking goes all the way back to when Slater was a morning show producer for this program. And we had, I think you were trying to debunk if turkey for Thanksgiving could indeed be cooked in a microwave.
Right. And what did we find out?
We found out it did.
It did. In two and a half hours, it cooked and it was edible.
It was definitely edible. Oh, I would even go as far as to say it even had a little bit of a good taste
to
it.
Here's your French toast.
Thank you, buddy.
Okay. Wow, it's hot. It smells good.
Oh, man. Okay, so we did, in fact, cook a turkey for 2 hours that ruined that microwave, and it also stunk up the entire building. We were then told no more of these cooking things, which then we let a little bit of time go by, because that was years ago.
Right.
And now as you've joined the morning team as a host, I guess we're risking our neck in different ways.
I'm impressed.
The French toast, yeah, I'm impressed.
They look good.
Yeah, would you like one, Chloe?
Sure, I will
try. And this
try
is
one.
The first time you ever do French toast?
Well, no, have you ever made French toast?
We.
Oh, that's a yes.
He's speaking French.
Oh, that's, got it.
That means yes.
Oui, oui.
I think to English class.
Is it not two? Or would that be yes, yes?
Oh, yeah.
If it was oui, oui.
Oh, it depends on how many questions. I'm glad that French toast, way easier than what we've done in the past. But I also do.
You brought some syrup?
I have bacon.
Bacon.
And extra thick apple cooked bacon as well.
See, now the bacon I'm scared of because that creates grease fire in the studio.
Yes, okay. That is
pink
true.
Slips. You
all
know.
Right. We won't cook it in the studio, right?
I love when he makes those eyes.
We're going to be in so much trouble.
We won't my Lord. Do that. Hey,
so how did we? No, but how did you make this French toast? Let's talk about it really quick.
I made it on the skillet.
I understand. What did you do? Cinnamon.
Oh, cinnamon. Yeah, cinnamon, vanilla. Whole milk, and there is an extra ingredient, is all I'm going to say. That's what makes it world famous. So you,
wonderful.
You have to know that usually those things are what make French toast, and with eggs, right?
Right. You dip the bread in there. Yep. Chloe, you were saying that when you do French toast, you let it soak.
I do. I let the bread soak, and I do more of like a French toast bake, and then I pop it in the oven.
Okay.
And Slater brought in a literal gallon.
All right. I'm appreciative of all the birthday shout outs. I'm appreciative of everybody who jumped on the Facebook page and said what's up, and everybody who's calling the studio. Just really appreciate it.
Happy, happy birthday, Obi.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
K92.3.
Orlando's number one for new country.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.